the RMB, BR Business Confidence Index declined to 21 index points in the third quarter. That's down from 28 points in both the first and second quarters. This is said to be at a 20-year low. The latest level indicates that only 20% of businesses are optimistic about the future. When strong, business confidence serves as a catalyst for business investment in the economy. Despite a number of initiatives in the last year or so, it seems the operational environment continues to be abrasive and the appetite to invest remains extremely low. Well, to take us through the BCR report, I'm joined in studio by Etienne Leroux. He's the chief economist at RMB. Thanks very much, Etienne, for joining us.
Good evening.
So given this 20-year plunge in business confidence, just give us a flavour of what this means.
Well, so our intention is to gauge the business mood, right? It's a qualitative study, so we ask 2,000 odd respondents across five sectors, many different questions. You know, ultimately, the headline index, the one that you've quoted, is based on a simple question. How do you find prevailing business conditions? Mm. Are you happy or are you unhappy, and so on and so forth? And clearly what the results tell us at an index level of 21, it tells us that number one is very low, and number two, 8 out of every 10 of our respondents, in other words, are actually unhappy about prevailing conditions. So there's something that bothers them a lot.
Yes.
So, and that might be, if you're a retailer, you're obviously bothered by consumers that are cash-strapped.
Right.
If you are in a building contractor in civil construction, it bothers you the fact that the government is cutting back on infrastructure spending, for example. If you're a manufacturer and you export, you're bothered by global growth slowing down. So those would be reasons why respondents in that particular sector might be depressed.
Yes.
And clearly, on balance, across the sectors, the business mood is very somber at this particular point in time. And you made a very good point in your intro, because we've got long time series to prove that business confidence is a leading indicator for private sector fixed investment.
Yes.
And at these kind of levels, there's no hope that we're going to see fixed investment levels picking up, and that as a consequence, the economy is actually going to benefit from that.
I ask you a question that I always ask you. Where are we going wrong?
As I just explained, business confidence is low, and there are good economic reasons for that, right? And there are also global reasons for it. If there's a lot of global uncertainty and global growth is slowing down, and it's the Americans and the Chinese that are at each other, it's certainly going to affect the mood of exporters and so on and so forth.
Mm.
But I also think, over and above the economics, there's also a lot of other issues that has been itching, right? There's still an element of policy uncertainty in many respects in South Africa. In some cases, it's actually even confusing. Now, if it's difficult for CEOs to make sense of policy and where, from a policy perspective, the country is going, then that in itself is going to upset them. There's also, even worse, instances where the government is contradicting themselves as far as policy is concerned. And then I think most importantly is there's good policy, but the policy is not even being implemented. And I think in many cases that's where the government falls short.
Business seems to be less optimistic about the future than, say, Moody's.
That is, yeah.
they seem to, you know, be positive about us being able to stabilize our affairs and
right.
so on.
Right.
But then again, they're not really on the ground, are they?
Yeah. So this is what business people are telling us.
Yes.
Right. Straight from the horse's mouth, so to speak.
Yes.
I mean, they are worried, they are concerned about the economy, they're concerned in many respects about the political future of the country, they're concerned about the lack of implementation of reform and so on and so forth. And I think we should take them serious, because these business people, they are decision makers in the economy. They actually, the private sector, make the economy tick
yes.
in a big way. It's
yes.
80% of GDP.
Mm.
So we should listen when they are concerned, as they are at this particular point in time. So I hope Moody's is right. all the results suggest that one should be perhaps a little bit more cautious when it comes to economic growth prospects over the next year, perhaps even 2 years.
Obviously, when you're looking to get investment from international investors, those international investors are going to want to see how the local investors feel about the economy.
Correct.
And this number obviously is not positive at all.
That's very important.
So come November, we've got that presidential investment conference.
Right.
Do you think South Africa Inc. can get any traction from that meeting?
Well, fingers crossed that works out. I mean, in other words, the president, the government at large at that summit will have to tell us a good story. In other words, if the president convinced the private sector in October, November that the future is worth investing in, a lot can change. Right, so that's a significant task on the shoulders of the president. And if he's successful, I think he will be successful in lifting the business mood, and one thing can quickly lead to another.
Mm.
It's going to be very difficult for him to do that, though, because
yes.
Today's result clearly shows that there's a lot of skepticism.
Absolutely.
Right? The economic activity is turning out worse every quarter, and interestingly enough, more and more of our respondents are also getting concerned about the future.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And that needs to change. And I think that's what ultimately the aim of the president must be come that investment summit.
Mm. Yes. And of course, if you're concerned about the future, you're going to hold back your rands and cents because
Precisely.
You're uncertain.
Precisely.
Etienne Leroux, he's the chief economist at RMB. Thanks very much, sir.
Sure.